USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus Omicron variant cases are now being reported from coast to coast. After first being detected 22 days ago, all 50 U.S. states now have found a case of the new strain. Cases have also been reported in Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients reminding everyone.
Unvaccinated people are at a higher risk of getting severely ill from COVID, getting hospitalized, and dying.
A record is being broken after last week's severe weather that tore through Iowa. The National Weather Service now says 42 tornadoes struck the state on December 15th, the most twisters Iowa has ever seen in a single day. Meteorologists adding that number is tentative and may go higher as they continue studying data. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is calling for more federal assistance to slow down the surge in violent crime.
I have formally asked the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to, with all deliberate haste, detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities like Chicago address the scourge of gun violence.
The mayor also wants Cook County judges to put a moratorium on electronic monitoring for people charged with serious violent crimes. The Biden administration is extending the pause on federal student loan payments. The extension runs through May and benefits more than 40 million Americans. The payment pause was set to expire on February 1st. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Democrats are still trying to move forward with President Biden's nearly $1.8 trillion spending package after Senator Joe Manchin voiced his opposition to it, citing the hefty price tag and inflation concerns. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell joins Fox News and says he admires Senator Manchin for sticking to his guns and says he's welcome to join the Republican Party if he wants.
I've suggested a good solution to his problem would be to come across the aisle and join us, where he'd be treated with respect. You recall the White House basically called him a liar Sunday, treated with respect, and find himself in agreement with the party he was caucusing with most of the time.
Senator Manchin is still having talks with Democrats to work out the details of the president's spending package and is proposing a $1.8 trillion bill that gets spent over 10 years but with no child tax credit measures. And finally, a Minnesota park is cutting back on its Christmas decorations this year due to wire-munching squirrels. Officials in charge of the display say vendors refused to hang string lights in the St. Paul Park this year, citing squirrel damage from previous years. The wires are coated in a type of acid that the squirrels apparently love the taste of. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.